This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Those driving conditions slick in many places as we are on accident alert. KRDO's Mia Villanueva is in the Storm Tracker SUV.
We're headed south on Voyager right now. Visibility is extremely low. We're driving with our low beams on this morning and driving really slowly. We're going about 20 miles per hour in this area, leaving plenty of time to brake at those stoplights. A lot of people we've seen have been sliding. You really want to make sure you have good tread on your tires if you're driving anywhere near side streets today.
Colorado Springs police say a woman was taken to the hospital after she crashed her car on North Powers Boulevard. Police say they were trying to pull the woman over yesterday afternoon just south of Palmer Park Boulevard before she lost control and hit a building. No information about the woman's condition or why she was being pulled over was related by police. A man wanted in connection with more than a half dozen robberies and burglaries in Colorado Springs is now facing charges. Police say Alex Cermino was arrested last week following a series of crimes that began early the last month. Investigators say Cermino only used a gun in one robbery. At other times, he allegedly distracted clerks so he could take money from their registers. Targets included hotels, tanning shops, and stores like Ace Hardware and Family Dollar. Day two of jury selection in the Dante Lucas trial happens today. Lucas is accused of killing Kelsey Schelling in 2013 after she had traveled from Denver to Pueblo to tell her fiancé about her pregnancy.
Kelsey cared about him deeply. She had a very big heart. She gave a lot to him. He took a lot from her.
Schelling's mother, Laura Saxton, says she is pretty confident Lucas is the killer. Schelling's body has never been found. Police say that Lucas was the last person to see her. He has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder. Scammers using the name of a Colorado Springs law firm are accused of stealing thousands of dollars from one of their victims. Police say an elderly man was taken for $8,000 after being convinced he was doing business with the Hammond Law Group, which is a legitimate law group. The man gave the scammers gift cards and was supposed to receive a package that he would deliver in exchange for payment, but police say there was no package, and the founder of the law firm tells KRDO she's horrified that scammers used her firm's good name to target the victim. CSPD says anyone who has been asking for payment in gift cards is likely to be a scammer.
Winter weather advisories in effect in El Paso and Pueblo County until 8 o'clock this evening. And if you're in the far southeast, for Highway 50, residents could be going until 11 p.m. for Otero, Benton, Prowers County. Periods of accumulating snowfall are possible on the I-25 corridor from now until 2 p.m., and then we'll get a little break in between 2 and 6 p.m., then between 6 and 9, another inch or two is possible in spots around Colorado Springs, then gradually clearing out after midnight tonight. From the Storm Track 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postage, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.